SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan. It is Scott Jackson and Mike Prada. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at SB Nation Radio. Also, like us on Facebook, please.
Even if you don't like us in real life.
Yeah, right. If you can't stand us in real life, it's still okay to like us on Facebook. We all do that superficial stuff. Well, our pleasure right now to bring in a guy everyone likes who likes the Washington Capitals. And, of course, the voice of the Capitals for Comcast Sportsnet is Joe Beninati. And you also hear his work on Versus. How you doing, Joe?
Guys, I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to join you.
Well, it's good to have you on. Of course, All-Star Weekend, nice time for you to sit back and relax a little bit and just be a fan or, you know, just do whatever else you want to do. As you look at this Capitals team in the first half, a lot's been made of the transition to more of the defensive responsible group. How would you say you think it's gone so far in the eyes of the franchise?
I'll buy some of the transitions discussion, Scotty. I'm just thinking more that this team is not what it was a season ago. An offensive juggernaut, and for a number of reasons, guys had career years last year who have not produced to those same expectations, and there have been some changes in terms of personnel, which has allowed some teams to defend the Caps differently, and because Bruce Boudreau will look at his lineup and say, you know what, we're not a four-goal-a-game team anymore, they've made some adjustments out of necessity, and it's worked okay. I mean, if we were giving out letter grades, I'd give them a B-minus, no more than that. And I expect the Southeast Division race to be very dramatic in the next, in the last two months, 7 weeks of the year. I think it's going to be a terrific show for us to cover.
You talked about some guys who are not producing. There are a couple guys who there's been a lot of press about them not producing as much. Mike Knuble's production is down. Brooks Leicht's production is down. Alexander Semin's production is down, and of course Alex Ovechkin's production is down. What might cause that? I mean, is it the talent around them? I mean, you said it's not just the system.
I thought this would be a very interesting year, Mike, from the outset. This is going to be a mental examination for Washington. Because of what happened last year and the way they flamed out in the playoffs after such an incredible regular season, everybody was going to say, you know, the only way you could redeem yourself is what you do in April, May, and hopefully for your sake, June. But you got to get there. Mm-hmm. And there's 6 months and 82 games to play. And I thought this would be a very difficult exercise for this club. And I'm hoping that the carrot will be the playoffs of 2010-11 that are rapidly approaching that will bring the best game out of them in February, in March, and in April so that they'll go into the playoffs on an uptick. As far as what may be ailing those guys, well, let's itemize it out. Mike Knuble is 38, and he was a second-half performer last year, and he's usually good for 20 goals. I want to say it's seven straight years of 20-plus. And knowing Mike, he'll get there, especially if the Caps find some way to turn the power play on. I'm not going to pin a lot of the blame on Mike, but it's age there. Brooks likes in search of a new contract, and maybe that's weighing heavily upon him. His numbers are nowhere near where the club would expect, but yet he still does a lot of those ancillary things that lead to good hockey teams performing well. But Brooksy needs to score for this team to produce. You mentioned Alex Semin. I don't know what happened in December, but for October and November, he was terrific. He was engaged in what the team was doing at both ends of the ice. He was performing well as a penalty killer. He was scoring some extraordinary numbers, all those hat tricks that we remember. But then the light bulb went out in December. Maybe the comfort of a one-year deal that he inked yesterday will help him. I know he's had a couple of injuries to deal with. A number of these guys are banged up. And, mm-hmm. and we know that a player like Alex Ovechkin plays with numerous ailments and has so when he's been scoring 65 goals a year, so it's not the things that are nagging at Alex. I just think teams are defending him differently, and he's lost some of that burst. I think he'll find it when the playoffs approach.
We're here with Joe Beninati, voice of the Washington Capitals, with us here on SB Nation Radio on 106.7 The Fan. Scott Jackson and Mike Prada with you. Well, Joe, the deal with Alex Semin yesterday, just a one-year deal, George McPhee explained that's what the player wanted. That's why they went that route. Are you surprised at all that this is kind of the comfort level that he has, you know, with an opportunity to get an extension? Usually players want the long-term extension, but that he's kind of going one at a time.
Doesn't surprise me, Scott. I had heard whispers that maybe there were – There was a multi-year deal in the offing, but it sure sounds like from what George McPhee and the player's agent, Gandler, are saying that they were comfortable with this arrangement. They've done it. They've executed it before. I think Alex Semin is a world-class talent. I don't know that there are maybe five players in the NHL who have more talent than Alex. It's all about maturity with him. It's all about his give-a-darn gauge. When he gives a darn, he's pretty darn good.
Right.
He's off the board good. But what you need from him is that consistency, and I'm hoping in some way, shape, or form that will come sooner than later, because Alex Semin is a very critical piece to Washington doing what it wants to do, and that's be a Stanley Cup champion.
We've talked a lot about the negatives, but there are a lot of good things going on with this team. They aren't like a terrible team. They're still right there, and there's been a lot of good things, especially defensively. Carl Alsner and John Carlson have been great. Both goalies have had their moments. I mean, how much do you think those positive trends will help going forward when they reach the playoffs?
I think the emergence of Alsner and Carlson as a I hate the term shutdown pair, but as the group of defenders, the twosome of defenders who are on the ice at the most critical situations against the other team's top line, I think that can only serve the Capitals very, very well. Jeff Schultz is going to start feeling better as the season goes along. He's not that far removed from that broken thumb, so the poor guy's been playing pretty much with one hand since he's come back, but it's improving, and you know that if you can have Schultz and Green together in concert with Alsner and Carlson, that gives you a nice top four on your back end. And any of these teams that are going to contend for the Stanley Cup this year have that defensive depth, and for Washington to be getting that kind of play from Carlson and Alsner this soon is tremendous for this year and moving forward. I think a lot of people believe the Philadelphia Flyers are a Stanley Cup contender out of the East. Sure, because they have maybe the best offensive depth in the league, but also when you look at them when healthy, 1 through 6, that's a really good defense core, and the Capitals have to push and strive to get to that level.
We're here with Joe Beninati, Capitals play-by-play man for Comcast Sportsnet, also does stuff for Versus. We're with us here on SB Nation Radio, Scott Jackson, Mike Prater here on 106.7 The Fan. Mike Green in the All-Star game this weekend, not get any time off. Do you feel like he is putting together one of his best years as he's finally honored as an All-Star?
It's I think it's an interesting year for Mike. I'm not going to call it his best. And here's another player who's been playing hurt and playing through an assortment of injuries, and I'm not using those as an excuse, nor is Mike. I mean, he's well enough to go, and there are times when he takes your breath away with his stick handling and his skating ability. I think for the first couple of months of the year, Scott, he was really focused on being a better defender. I mean, he's heard a lot of people call him out for not being good in his own zone. I think he's picked up at that, and I think he's improved at that. Is he at the place where he wants to be? No. And is his offensive game where he wants it to be? No. But it's sort of a quandary for him. He's stuck in the middle a little bit. He is one of the game's best, if not the best, defensemen at jumping up into the rush and creating odd man chances when you don't seem to see them. And then in doing so, if he's not doing that, if he's making himself stay back, well, then he's less productive offensively. And for whatever ails the Washington power play, it's not clicking all the way around. And Mike's usually good for power play goals. I want to say he's got 5 of them this year, but normally on a year from Mike, he's threatening double figures in that regard. And it's just been a strange, strange offensive season for this team all the way around. But as far as Green's performance and him earning his All-Star nod this year, I think it's terrific. And I hope he performs very well, because it's the kind of, quote, pond hockey game that he'll be just super at. I just think this has been a good year for Mike, certainly not a great one.
You got a couple days off for the All-Star break. I got to ask you what types of things you got planned to take advantage of your little vacation.
Mike, my hopes actually were, for a guy who does enough travel, right? My hope was to actually get out west and visit some family, but it's not going to turn out that way. I'll tell you a funny story real quick. My mom, for my birthday, gave me a round of golf at Torrey Pines. And I wanted desperately
nice.
To do that, play with my brother-in-law out at Torrey Pines. He and my sister live in San Diego, not far away. And the thought process was, okay, perfect. All-star break. Let's set it up. Oh, geez, Louise. Some pros are playing on that court.
Yeah. Dang, that, Tiger Woods and those guys messing
it
up for you,
Joe. Excuse me, Tiger. Do you mind if I play through?
Yeah, I mean, you could get out there before they tee off. Nobody know. I mean,
well, wouldn't that be great?
Given the way Tiger's been playing recently, maybe he should let you through.
Yeah, really.
Guys, I don't mind. I'll play Twilight once the cameras start. Wouldn't that be great? Hey, wait, there's Joe on. He's on the North Course.
Exactly.
Oh, my.
I'll play whatever course you want me to. I don't even need the pins in. I'd play that course this time of year. Well, Joe, do enjoy it what time you do get down here, and we're looking forward to the finish of this Capitol season. It's certainly going to be an interesting one.
It'll be fun, fellas. Thanks.
Thank you. Joe Beninati, Comcast Sportsnet, voice of the Washington Capitals with us here on SB Nation Radio. All right, we got people to thank. Of course, Dan Shifaroff from SB Nation DC, Rick Mason, The Washington Post, and you just heard Joe Beninati. Again, follow us on Twitter at SB Nation Radio, the Facebook page, and, of course, the event coming up. Mike, plug that one more time, too.
Yeah, we'd love to have you guys come out to Mad Hatter in DuPont Circle on February 1st. We're going to have a little Caps Wizards watch party. The Caps have a big game against Montreal. The Wizards have a road loss against New Orleans. What?
As he looks at
But anyway, that. Come on out to Mad Hatter. It starts at 7. You get half off draft beer all night. You get from 7 to 8, you get buy one appetizer, get one free. You get deals on other beer from that time. And just come out and meet some of the people that are rooting for your favorite teams and, you know, mingle and have fun.
Exactly. Have fun and get cheap beer. There's never a bad thing. All right. Again, this has been SB Nation Radio for Mike Prada of SB Nation DC. And, of course, also with Bullets Forever, I'm Scott Jackson saying so long. Thanks to Othello, our producer. We'll do it again next week right here on 106.7 The Fan.